You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, the Anti-Vivisection Society put out a press release talking about the transparency around the University of Otago's animal experimentation. The Anti-Vivisection Society has been investigating the University of Otago in an attempt to expose them for their cruel and unethical experiments that have been conducted on animals. So this morning, I spoke to the Executive Director of the New Zealand Anti-Vivisection Society, Tara Jackson. We spoke about the investigation in more detail, what proof NZAVS has on unethical experiments being conducted on animals, and how this investigation could help change the way scientists and researchers treat animals. I began by asking Tara what prompted this investigation against the University of Otago in the first place.
So we have been trying to get the University of Otago to make positive changes for animals for years now. So right back when they announced that they were going to be building a new $50 million animal lab back in 2015 or 16, we kind of, you know, launched into action and showed that there was massive public opposition to that happening. There was also a lot of opposition from their student body, which we tried to highlight, but no, they went ahead and they built that $50 million animal lab. After that, we continued trying to, we did try and work with them in other ways and try and encourage them to make small changes for animals, like committing to ending killing animals for dissection purposes. So that's a really small change. That's something that like a high school could do. But we got nowhere with that either. And then just recently, we found out that the University of Otago is the only university in New Zealand that is continuing to use the notorious for swim test, which we've been campaigning about for a number of years. So, you know, all of these things have been happening where we've sort of given the University of Otago chances to make change, and we're seeing nothing happening. We just keep hitting wall after wall, and we're at the point where we don't have an option to work with them, so we're really forced to draw out all of the experiments that I've been conducting into, you know, the public eye and show everyone what's been going on.
How were you able to see and find out different ways that they have been unethical to animals in experiments?
Once it was clear that they weren't going to be making changes for animals, it put them on our radar quite heavily. So I sort of dove into spending countless hours of research, going down different rabbit holes, trying to find publications that have been put out by the University of Otago containing animal experiments. And that's, I mean, the transparency this industry has is really bad. So it's quite hard to find experiments that have been conducted on animals at institutes, especially recent ones. So a lot of it's just luck and going down different rabbit holes online and putting in different search words and seeing what we uncover. But turns out we uncovered a lot. I mean, what we're exposing is really the tip of the iceberg. We're exposing a series of experiments over 12 days, but I probably found enough for us to expose experiments for a full year. So this is really just like a snippet of what's going on at the University of Otago, and even this snippet is going to really shock people.
And as you were saying before, this is part of a campaign called 12 Days of Christmas. Could you explain what this campaign is?
So we know that animal testing is a really heavy topic. So when we expose these experiments, it can be quite hard for people to hear about. So we've tried to turn it into like a positive, we've tried to create a positive spin on it and turn it into our 12 Days of Christmas expose, where each day we'll release another line to the 12 Days of Christmas song that we've sort of remixed to be our own special version. And each line will relate to the experiment that we're exposing. So it's kind of like our way of making it relevant. I mean, the holiday season is upon us, and trying to make it have a positive element for people, because what we're exposing is gruesome and heartbreaking, and, you know, we wanted to try and make it as easy for possible to hear about, because, you know, education is crucial here. We need as many people to know what's going on if we have any hope to stop it.
And today is the first day of this campaign. So what was exposed today?
So today we've exposed an experiment we found that was done on baby rats, and basically they were force-fed alcohol. And the way that they were force-fed this alcohol was a steel tube was put down their throats and alcohol was directly injected into their stomach. And the amount that was given to them was like giving an 80 kg human more than 2 litres of vodka in 45 minutes. So quite a substantial amount. And then from that, 5 rats actually fell into a coma and were killed. And then that procedure, so that force feeding procedure of the steel tube going down their throat, was done incorrectly, so it resulted in the death of 8 rats, most likely due to like a rupture or fluid getting into their lungs, which would be such an awful way to die. But that was a huge red flag for us, because if someone's making one mistake, you know, after force feeding one animal and them dying due to the procedure being performed incorrectly, you know, someone should have stepped in and stopped that from happening, or provided additional training, like as a bare minimum. Like, yes, we don't believe these experiments should be happening, but the people that do claim to really care about animal welfare, that right there is an indicator that they dropped the ball. They let those animals suffer, and 8 in a row. And then some of the rats were killed, and how that was done doesn't sound too nice either. They basically had their hearts drained of blood and their heads were cut off. And then remaining rats were used in other behavioural tests, including the water maze test, which is quite a notoriously known test. And it involves putting rodents in like a paddling pool of water, and the water's cloudy. So in that paddling pool, there's a hidden platform that they have to swim around and try and find. And they do that repetitively, and they move around that hidden platform, and then they even remove the platform to see how the animals will react. So, you know, to see if they keep frantically swimming around looking, or do they give up. And this was all done to try and look at the effects of alcohol on the cognitive development of young rats, all in hopes to kind of get further proof against teenage binge drinking. So, in our opinion, a very needless test. We already know that teenage binge drinking is bad. We don't need to be subjecting rats to awful experiments like this to get further proof on that.
I understand that this experiment was done in 2016, and while I'm not arguing that these experiments should be forgotten because it was done back then, this specific experiment was conducted 5 years ago. So how do we know this is still happening in 2021?
Well, 2016 was when the paper was published, so the experiment would have happened even before that. We wish we could know exactly what's going on there right now, but because of how secretive this whole industry is, and particularly the University of Otago, it's just so hard to know. The way that we know that experiments like this are still happening is that the experiments that we are exposing come from a range of dates right up until the most recent published date we have is from 2021. The way that we know that these experiments are continuously going on is because we've tried working with the university, and we know that they don't want to make change. So we know that these kind of experiments are like their norm. Another big indicator of that is the fact that they recently built a $50 million animal lab. So they're investing heavily in these archaic practices. We also know that they use, you know, thousands of animals each year in science, and that's all published in annual MPI reports. So the evidence is all out there that they continuously use animals, and I believe they will continue to use animals until we do something about them and really publicly show them that what they're doing isn't okay. It is a really shocking campaign, and the experiments that we're exposing are going to be really hard to hear. But what we're encouraging is that people that do get shocked by it and do get angry by it, you know, direct that anger in a positive way. We definitely don't want to be in any kind of way targeting individual researchers. You know, it's important, especially at this time with everything that's happening in the world with COVID, it's really important that we're kind to one another. So we definitely don't want to encourage any sort of, you know, violence. That includes like verbal violence, obviously, towards the researchers behind this, because these people are caught up in a problematic system, and we need to change the system. It's not the people who we're targeting here. So I just want to make that very clear.
That was the Executive Director of the New Zealand Anti-Vivisection Society, Tara Jackson, discussing their recent investigation on the treatment towards animals that are experimented on at the University of Otago. If you want to show support to NZAVS, you can go to www.endanimaltesting.co.nz. Because this press release was only published today, the University of Otago declined my request for an interview. However, they sent me a written response saying, quote, "The University of Otago strongly refutes claims being made through the media by the New Zealand Anti-Vivisection Society. While Otago has not been made aware of the specific allegations being made, much of what has been raised with us by the media today is misleading and factually incorrect," end quote. The statement they sent me is quite long, so I won't be able to read all of it now, but in response to the experiment conducted on rats to investigate the impact of alcohol on the adolescent brain, the University of Otago has written that, quote, "The university is confident that any adverse events that occurred during this research were addressed through our animal welfare office and the ethical compliance channels at the time," end quote. The statement also says that, quote, "Their researchers are well aware that working with animals is a privilege and that all research undertaken on animals at the University of Otago is approved by an Animal Ethics Committee, also known as AEC, whose primary functions are to review applications and through consensus decision making, ensure they are compliant with the Animal Welfare Act and the University's Code of Ethical Conduct for the Use of Animals," end quote.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.